Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the latest midweek podcast. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Today, I'm going to focus on the first couple of verses. I'll read them now. Actually, the first four verses I shall read. Paul writes, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." Very simple thought for us. This week, which came out of my reading in 1 Timothy this morning, it's Tuesday as I record this. I'm doing my annual read-through of the pastoral letters, as they're called, Paul's letters to to Timothy and Titus. So 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy and Titus, where Paul writes to men who, they were not apostles, they were in the generation after the apostles, but they were church leaders. And so these letters in many ways are the closest the New Testament comes to providing a kind of a manual for being a pastor in the church today. And so I feel like they're letters I should be reading often. Actually, maybe they'd be good for you to read often too. It's good for all Christians to have a clear idea of what the Bible says they should expect of their pastors. And here's the thing that hit me hardest today, and it's this: God wants us to give thanks for our leaders. Not church leaders in this instance, but our government. He wants us to give thanks for them. Just have a look at the first couple of verses again. "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority." We should pray for our national leaders. Obviously, this is one of the Bible passages that reminds us that we should often be praying for our Queen and for her government, whoever they happen to be at the time, and for other key leaders too, perhaps leaders of the local council, other significant leaders in community life, head teachers, people like that. And Paul's very clear, we should be praying for them. By implication from verse 2, that they may use their authority in such a way that as Christians we can live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness, so that we can quietly go about the business of living in the ways that God wants us to do. And that's probably not very controversial. We should pray for our leaders. But the shock for me this morning, something I don't think I'd ever really noticed before, is that we are expected to give thanks for them too. And not just for some of them, but for all of them. See how he speaks at the end of verse 1. "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority." And the implication seems to be we should be giving thanks for all our leaders. I wonder how you feel about that. I wonder how you feel about giving thanks for Boris Johnson and his government. Or if you're at the other end of the political spectrum, how you would be feeling about giving thanks for Jeremy Corbyn and his government had he won the last election. It's quite a challenging thought, isn't it? So easy for us just to grumble about our leaders, isn't it? To vent. It's become a favourite sport in our country at the moment. We don't really focus on Brexit at the moment. There seem to be too many other more immediate things, but maybe it's the lockdown or the changes in schooling or the imposition of masks, of face coverings, or the new quarantine rules for those travelling to some places abroad, or the inconsistencies that we can so easily spot in the guidance the government are giving about what we should and shouldn't be doing at the moment. And I'm not having a go at anybody in what I'm saying here. I'm increasingly feeling the temptation to grumble myself. I guess it's inevitable, perhaps, isn't it, that as we come out of lockdown, things were always going to be more complicated as we pick our way out than they were just going into lockdown in the first place. We're far more likely to spot things that make us angry now and to divide over them. well, okay, and maybe there is a place for properly expressed criticism. But before we criticise, two questions our passage asks. Are we praying for our government? And are we giving thanks for them? So are we praying for them? Because, I mean, can you imagine the burden they're carrying at the moment? Can you imagine what it must be like to be Boris Johnson having to make decisions in the face of this pandemic, or Matt Hancock, or whoever it may be? Can you imagine what it must be like to be a senior official having to give advice to people making key decisions? Would any of us want to swap places with them? I doubt it. Well, are we praying for them as they carry that burden? But then secondly, are we giving thanks for them? How can I? You might be thinking. I mean, they're such idiots. They're so anti-Christian, increasingly. Well, look again at the verses. Do you see the challenge? Maybe it's the challenge for today. Why not try and think of at least one thing about the government we could each give thanks for today? After all, there are far worse governments to have around the world, aren't there? Any of us fancy swapping places with a Christian in China or North Korea? Right now, I doubt it. There are some things about our government that aren't too bad. Maybe if you're really, really struggling, be encouraged by the reports from one church leader in the free church world who has been very involved in talks with the government over recent months, especially recent weeks, about reopening churches. And it was most encouraging to read him saying he really did get the impression they were genuinely doing their best for all the things we may disagree with, for all the frustrations we might have about how they don't understand us. They're genuinely trying to do their best in their own way to get us back, to get churches meeting again. Well, there's something to give thanks for. Or maybe you could think of something else. But are we giving thanks? Those verses again. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the challenge of your word, for the way that so often it catches us by surprise and does challenge us, as by it you continue to change us and shape us into the likeness of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We are sorry that so often our tendency is just to grumble about our leaders. Please forgive us when that is all that we do. Help us to pray for them often and to be thankful for them too, for all their failings. Help us never to fail to see things that we should be grateful for the ways that even now you're using them to restrain evil and to encourage good. And we do thank you for what they have done to help churches to get back to meeting together again safely. And we thank you for all the other blessings that we enjoy via them too. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our second prayer is a slightly updated version of the Book of Common Prayer's prayer for use in the time of any common plague or sickness. It may not feel like a prayer we urgently need to be praying for our country right now, but as we look around the world and see what the virus is doing there, it's very good for us to pray these words. So let's pray. O Almighty God, who in your wrath did send a plague upon your own people in the wilderness for their obstinate rebellion against Moses and Aaron, and also in the time of King David did slay with the plague of pestilence 70,000, and yet remembering thy mercy did save the rest, have pity upon us miserable sinners, who now are visited with great sickness and mortality, that just as you did then accept an atonement, and did command the destroying angel to cease from punishing, so it may now please you to withdraw from us from our world this plague and sickness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us again. Have a good rest of the week and see you soon.